but I'm just going to read from Psalm 116. Psalm 116, and then we'll sing, and then we'll pray. Verse 1, I love the Lord because he has heard my voice and my supplications. Because he has inclined his ear to me, therefore I will call upon him as long as I live. The pains of death surrounded me, and the pangs of Sheol laid hold of me. I found trouble and sorrow. Then I called upon the name of the Lord. O Lord, I implore you, deliver my soul. Gracious is the Lord and righteous. Yes, our God is merciful. The Lord preserves the simple. I was brought low, and he saved me. Return to your rest, O my soul, for the Lord has dealt bountifully with you. Amen to that. Well, let me read a little more from Psalm 116. Verse 15 of that psalm reads, precious in the sight of the Lord is the death of his saints. O Lord, truly, I am your servant. I am your servant, the son of your maidservant. You have loosed my bonds. I will offer to you the sacrifice of thanksgiving and will call upon the name of the Lord. I will pay my vows to the Lord now in the presence of all his people, in the courts of the Lord's house, in the midst of you, O Jerusalem. Praise the Lord. I don't know if, like me, you come across a psalm and you know you've read it before. In fact, you've probably read it a few times. And yet you read it again and it's like you've stumbled across it for the first time. Well, that's how I felt about Psalm 116 when I was preparing for this evening. There is so much in it. I could read it many times. And there are so many verses in this psalm, which I think are truly beautiful. I could spend half an hour preaching just about them. How about return to your rest, O my soul, for the Lord has dealt bountifully with you. That's beautiful. The pains of death surrounded me, and the pangs of Sheol laid hold of me. I found trouble and sorrow. Then I called upon the name of the Lord. O Lord, I implore you, deliver my soul. Wow, is that not the conversion story of everyone who's been born again? How about verse 8? For you have delivered my soul from death, my eyes from tears, my feet from falling. Well, if ever there was a three-point sermon, ready-made, it's there. What shall I render to the Lord for all his benefits toward me? What can I give him for everything he has done for me? Or verse 13, I will take up the cup of salvation and call upon the name of the Lord. This is magnificent stuff. However, I'm going to focus on one verse and one verse only. It won't be a very long sermon this evening, but I trust it will be as much a blessing for you hearing it as it was for me preparing for it. And it's verse 15. And you might think verse 15 is something of a downer. Precious in the sight of the Lord is the death of his saints. Now, we are accustomed to fearing death. It is something we need to put off, something we need to avoid. Certainly I have lost people to death who I miss very much. It is a sorrowful time. It's a painful time. And yet for verse 15, it indicates that for the Lord, the death of one of his children, or to quote the psalm itself, a saint, one of his people, is in fact precious in the sight of the Lord. I've never seen anyone die. I know some of you have. And I imagine it's not a very pleasant experience. Someone that you have known a long time. You remember when they were strong and vigorous, and yet now you see them weak and slipping away. Or maybe it was a stranger. Maybe it was someone who was dying before you, perhaps in a hospital. And, you know, you'd like to have known them, but this is the only time you've come across them. Death is for us an awkward experience, an unpleasant fact of life, if I can say that. But I'd like to consider the reasons, and I have a number of them, as to why the death of a saint, the passing of a Christian, is precious in the eyes of God. Well, reason number one is that God wants us to be with him. I had a message from my sister on Facebook Messenger when I woke up this morning. Now, she lives in Australia, so when I'm in bed, she's busy typing away, and when I reply, she's in bed. But the message was essentially, I can't wait to see you again. I went out last year, and I'm hoping, plagues, floods, fires, whatever, permitting, I'll go out next year. And she felt the need to send me a message saying, I can't wait to see you again. Now, I love my sister and she loves me. But with all due respect to her, the Lord loves me more. And if she can't wait to see me again, how much more the Lord, who numbers the hairs on my head. And so the passing of a saint into eternity is a precious thing for the Lord because his beloved children are coming home. Reason number two, our trials and suffering come to a close. Now, we know that the Lord uses our trials, our difficulties for our perfection and for his glory. But I don't think he necessarily enjoys our suffering. In fact, I'm pretty sure he doesn't. Death for the believer is the cessation, the end of this veil of tears. And for the Lord, the termination of suffering of us is just as important for him as perhaps it is to us. The death of a saint is the end of sorrow, not just for the saint, but for the Lord of that saint. The third reason is that the death of a saint is always according to his time and to his calling. Now, I don't know when my last day will be. I don't know when my last month or year will be. It might be this year. It might be in 70 years' time. I do not know, and I do not need to know. But when my call comes, it will be perfectly timed. It will be according to his will and his providence. And therefore, when it happens, it will in fact be an act of obedience. It's not something I will put off. It's not something I will wish to hasten. It's something to which I will submit. It's precious because the saint is working according to God's own timetable. The fourth reason is that it is ultimately an act of obedience. I know I've said it before when I've preached, but when you've become a Christian and all your sin has been forgiven, there is nothing stopping you from going to heaven. There is no ritual or deed you must perform in order to guarantee that ticket. The price has been paid. No supplement is required. We're here to serve. And yet at the same time, we're being called home. So the death of a saint to the Lord is precious because it's almost the final act of obedience on earth that we give our spirit to him. As the Lord Jesus said upon the cross, into your hands I give my spirit. So I think every believer says that upon the deathbed. We are the inheritance of Christ. If you read Isaiah 53, that wonderful chapter describing the death and the resurrection of the suffering Messiah, it talks about his posterity. He will have a people to present before the Father. We are the inheritance of Christ. And our passing from this world into eternity is precious because Christ is inheriting his precious possessions, which means you and me. Now, my next reason is that it's to tell us that dying is not really such a bad thing. He tells us in verse 15 that it's precious, that we might know it is precious, and therefore that we might not be afraid. Now, the passing of a believer into glory might be a precious thing to God, but he did not have to tell us that, but he does. Through the psalmist, he revealed to us that the deathbed of a Christian, in fact, is a glorious scene. It's a wonderful privilege, and it's something that the Lord relishes, not because he takes joy in our pain, but because he longs for our company. It is not so bad a thing. Paul tells the Corinthians in his first letter, chapter 2 and verse 9, "But as it is written, what no eye has seen, nor ear heard, nor the heart of man imagined, what God has prepared for those who love him." And a few years ago, I helped to organise a surprise party. Now, such organisation is fraught with difficulty, because I'm almost certain the person for whom we organised it, they probably guessed, you know, we told them to keep such and such a date free, and we, you know, whispering and all this kind of stuff. So I think they probably worked it out. But for those of us who were organising it, the best moment was not the food. It wasn't giving the presents, and it wasn't even really the celebration of that person's birth. It was seeing their face when they walked through the doors into the room, saw everyone there and all decorated, and the joy on their face. That was worth all the hassle and the trouble and the expense. Friends, can I put it to you that the Lord will feel the same way when we arrive on the other side? It's going to be so magnificent a reception. Such a wonderful arrival that the Lord is excited and looking forward to the day of your arrival. Now, from our point of view, it's a departure. From the Lord's point of view, it's coming home. In Revelation chapter 21, verses 3 and 4, we read, "And I heard a loud voice from the throne saying, behold, the dwelling place of God is with men. He will dwell with them, and they will be his people, and God himself will be with them as their God. He will wipe every tear from their eyes, and death shall be no more. Neither shall there be mourning, nor crying, nor pain any more, for the former things have passed away." Now, there are different interpretations as to when that verse will actually be fulfilled. But of this we can be certain. It's the other side of this life. In order for us to enter that time and place where there is no mourning, no crying, no pain, we must leave behind the world of former things. Many of us have cried in this life. Many of us still cry. And the Lord is looking forward to that moment when he will wipe away those tears. And he gives us comfort and strength in this life. But in the next, he wipes away the tears. And they'll never come back. Can I put it to you finally? That the death of a saint is precious to the Lord because heaven is where we truly belong. Now, if like me, you've spent a great deal of time in your house over the past few weeks, you've got to know your home. But it's not your home, really. You know, the house in which I'm sitting now was built in 1890. How many people have considered this house to be their home? Well, more than me, and most of them are no longer on the earth. And it might well be that there are countless more people who are going to live in this house after me. You see, this house is just a shell, a tent, a temporary dwelling. My home is with Christ, which is better by far. Says the apostle to the Philippians in chapter 3 and verse 20, our citizenship is in heaven, and from it we await a saviour, the Lord Jesus Christ. Imagine someone going on a long journey and coming back after a long time. There'd be a homecoming, a celebration, a great hug. Well, the death of a saint is precious to the Lord because it's that saint's homecoming. It's the departure lounge on our journey back to where we belong. Precious in the sight of the Lord is the death of his saints. For you have delivered my soul from death, my eyes from tears, and my feet from falling. I will walk before the Lord in the land of the living. I believe, therefore I spoke. I am greatly afflicted. In my haste, all men are liars. What shall I render the Lord for all his benefits toward me? I will take up the cup of salvation and call upon the name of the Lord. Amen.